Sheriff, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, thanks for bringing this weather to us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I like it too.
Well, you know, it seems like the last year we talk, it's about cuts and wings of the jail closed and more cuts. And we got some good news yesterday is you've been able to recall 3 laid off deputies. Talk about that.
Well, we had 8 positions that we ultimately had to lay people off last year in December. And some of those positions, they went elsewhere. So as the callback started, they weren't, we didn't need to call them back. So we've had some attrition in the department, and that created some openings, and we were able to call back 3 of our people that were laid off. And I only actually have 2 of them back, because one of them, Mark Davis, is still on military call-up, but he should be back next month, and we'll have those 3 back on board.
So there wasn't more funding found. You just had people retire or move on, and you're just
right.
Filling those positions with guys
That's
who
right.
who were working with you before.
That's correct. It's the normal process.
How many shifts are you going with now?
Well, we have our guys work 12-hour shifts, so they're 12 or 2 12-hour shifts.
How many officers do you have out on the roads for both shifts?
Well, we have 8 deputies, and then we have 4 command officers, and then we have 3 other people that are funded from the state that are called traffic officers, and they just work the trunk line, so they're not available for taking complaints and so on. So total of 11 deputies.
Well, I live in Williamston. Obviously, they have a police force. I see, through my travels throughout the city, I see Meridian Township as they have a working agreement with Williamstown Township. I was under the impression I wasn't going to see sheriff's cars in 12 communities around the mid-Michigan area due to funding. But, Sheriff, I've seen patrol cars as I head out towards Mason. I had to go over to Stockbridge for a youth basketball game. So even though maybe they're not regular shifts, I still see the cars out there patrolling.
Well, they are regular shifts. I mean, those 11 guys that I mentioned are regular deputies, and they still patrol the roads. They just, there's a whole lot less of them than there were over the last 2 years.
Yes.
So the people are going to see them out there.
Since you've had to cut back on the folks that you have out on the road, have you seen an uptick in crime or at least reported crime?
Have not. Have seen a number of calls that have gone unanswered or have not been answered for long periods of time, however.
And people have to get used to that, because if it's a non-emergency, it's first come, first serve, basically.
It is, and when available is even probably a more appropriate term. We'll get there when we're available.
I know that you have meetings revolving around the budget and what the needs may be for the department. Any word on what may be coming down for this next budget where there's a huge budget deficit?
Well, that starts here soon, and then we'll get that more clearly defined. But it's more doom and gloom, I can tell you that, and it's nothing different for this county than it is for the city or for the state or the country, for that matter. I mean, there's just not a lot of money to go around.
Now, you're cut to the bone as it is. Do you foresee more cuts?
I don't know. It's I don't have a crystal ball to predict that, Tony. There's not much left to do, I mean, other than closing more of the jail. I mean, that certainly always is a possibility, but that's very counterproductive in terms of public safety as well. So we'll just have to see what flavor the Board of Commissioners has on the table.
Geez, if you had to shut the jail, where would all those prisoners go?
Well, I'm not saying they'd shut it, but they can close more of it. I mean, they've closed 260 beds over the last several years now. Not unavailable to our local judges, so nothing new.
So what happened to those beds? What happened? Are they just vacant now?
199 of them are rented to the state, and then the other 60-plus are just sitting vacant. It's an empty part of the jail.
Can't the state take up any more of those?
Well, they may. We've been talking to them. Whether that comes about or not, I don't know, but that may happen.
And I wanted to get your take on a legal issue. The city of Lansing, the library, has had a issue with some gentlemen from Open Carry of Michigan carrying their weapons out in the open in their holsters. And I wanted to get your thoughts. Do you think that there should be places where people can't open carry?
Absolutely. I tell you the truth, I've been in many libraries and never felt threatened in them. That's probably be a good place to start. But, I mean, classrooms and places like that, I mean, you don't need a gun in those. And I just think that more moderate points of view need to come about when it comes to those kind of issues.
Sheriff, whenever you talk to people or just through your experience, why do folks feel the need to carry open?
Well, I think the point of view varies with every individual. Some just think it's a God-given right, and others have extreme views on that issue. So it's really all over the map.
All right, Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth from the Ingham County Sheriff has been with us, and I know he's happy. He's been able to recall three laid-off deputies. Two will get into work right away. One is overseas with the military, but due to come back. So we wish him well, right, Sheriff?
Yes, we do. Hope to see him soon.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thanks.